Are you too busy to prep healthy meals? Do you feel self-conscious about your body and your clothes not fitting right, but you don't have time to work out? Does your life feel unorganized and messy? Do you wish you had routines and habits that made health simple, even with your busy schedule? I know, I've been there. Hi, I'm Shannon Marquita, and no one ever really taught me how to eat healthy. I didn't know anything about nutrition, so I found myself eating whatever was easy, which definitely impacted my energy, weight, and focus. That's why I created this podcast, to show you that through healthy habits and time management, you can know you're doing health right. So stop scrolling social, clicking the ads, and buying all the things. Let's grab our Americano and pop in our AirPods. It's time to solve the real problem together. Welcome home. A fresh start awaits. Are you someone who feels run down a lot? Like you have this cold that you just can't seem to kick? I know there are certain seasons where life just gets crazy and our schedules are especially abnormal, but being sick has a lot to do with our habits. And during the busy seasons, our habits tend to change. And so today, for our everyday, for when we travel, and for our busy seasons, I want to talk about three ways to boost your immune system so that you can help combat the low energy, keep healthy more often, and not feel so run down. So let's go ahead and dive in. I don't know if you're anything like me, but being sick is never convenient. It always seems to happen during extremely busy seasons, when I have big meetings, when I have trips coming. And yes, stress is a factor, but our habits are as well. So today I want us to talk about three ways to boost your immune system in any season. The first, which I talk about a lot, is sleep. Sleep is so important, and having a sleep schedule helps support that. But getting the right amount of sleep and consistently helps our immune system. I have a lot of tools that help me do this regularly, one of which is my Oura ring that I absolutely love. It helps me form a schedule. It helps tell me when to start winding down to ensure I get a good night's sleep. It gives me feedback the next morning on how I slept and possibly why. I also use a sound machine to help block out outside noise that could affect my sleep, possibly cars, maybe the garbage truck, all sorts of things, as well as blue light glasses to help wind down my brain at the end of the night, whether I am doing some work, watching a movie. It just helps me to ensure that I am going to be able to fall asleep and get a good night's sleep and not wake up because my brain is active from blue lights that are emitted by electronics and technology. Number two is exercise. Exercise is really important because it improves circulation and blood flow. It helps our bodies to stay healthy and get rid of toxins and improve our overall immunity. So some things that I would suggest are, I don't know if you've heard of 75 hard. It takes a lot of commitment, but if you have it in you, it is a great way to form habits of movement. You do 2 45-minute workouts a day, one outside, one inside, and you commit to a meal plan for 75 days. It is no easy feat, and so make sure that it is something you can commit to. And for me personally, who has done it, I did not succeed initially, and I know that's very common because it's not always convenient. It takes a next level commitment to make sure that we are going to stick with it when we're traveling, when we have appointments, the weather, all sorts of factors come into play. Now, if you don't want to start there, which I think is extremely okay and normal, just find an accountability group. It can be one other person where you guys check in with each other, but forming the habit of exercise regularly absolutely plays a crucial role in our immunity. Number three are supplements, because we just don't get everything that we need from our foods. So some items that I take every day, one is a meal replacement shake that I usually have for breakfast. It's packed with prebiotics, probiotics, pretty much anything that your body needs is in this shake, and it comes in all sorts of flavors. I personally do the vegan just because not having the dairy in there is really good for anti-inflammation for my hip. I also love dandelion root, which you can get in a form off of Amazon, the brand that I like. I just add it to my water and you don't even taste it, which I love. And that's really good for immunity and to help combat inflammation as well, which you will see as a trend in a lot of supplements that I choose. Not only are they good for immunity, but they're also good in fighting inflammation. That is so important for me personally, and honestly, for a lot of people. I also have daily, usually in the morning, sometimes at night, depending on schedule, an immunity boost. And it is made up of all natural ingredients. I always say this wrong, turmeric or turmeric powder. I buy a bag of organic on Amazon and it's extremely convenient. The recipe just calls for a dash, so not a lot at all. Ginger root, I usually use 2 to 3 inches that I cut. Some fresh dandelion that I get from my local grocery store. Lemon juice, grapefruit juice, lime juice, which after doing different research, key limes are actually the preferred kind, and some honey. All of this because they have different vitamins in them. They have vitamin C, vitamin A, antioxidants, and even with the honey, if you can get raw local honey, if you struggle with allergies, that's going to help you so much as well because your local bees are from your area. And so they're pollinating and using local flowers. And so honey can help you naturally, which is great for kids as well, combat allergies. And speaking from someone who struggles with allergies big time, this is a huge plus. And so just find somewhere local. It could be a farmer's market, but at least around me, it's always advertised local honey. And so just pick some up and you'll be good to go. Lastly is alcohol. Alcohol by far affects our immune system, but ironically, there are two kinds that do not. So if you enjoy occasional drink, what I would suggest is either having red wine or a cocktail with 100% blue agave tequila, which is used in a lot of countries to combat different illnesses. So that's a plus as well. Now, again, this is not going crazy with red wine or tequila, but if you want a cocktail, having one and having it in moderation will not affect your immune system, which is incredible. So personally, the cocktail that I like to make, I call it a clean margarita, but it's extremely simple. It's 100% blue agave tequila, which there are a ton of brands out there. The key is that it's 100% blue agave. A lot of them might just say blue agave, but if it doesn't say 100%, then that's not it. And then I'll either just take some fresh lemon or some fresh lime and squeeze it in there, as well as some ice and some water. And I'll just shake it up. And you have a clean margarita. If you want it a little sweeter, you could add some of your raw local honey into that, and you are good to go. So that by far is my preferred. When I go out, I just ask for some muddled lime, some tequila, which I ask that it be 100% blue agave, which they always have an option, as well as some ice and water shaken like a cocktail. And that's it. It is extremely simple to have a cocktail out, have a drink out if you just want red wine, but to not suppress your immune system with your choice. So that I know was actually four because I wanted to give you guys a bonus one because I know for those of us that like to have the occasional cocktail, being able to not affect our immune systems after we're doing so much work is a huge positive. So, and during these seasons when you feel like you're struggling, don't be afraid to kind of do an audit and a heart check and see, where am I at? Have I been exercising regularly? How's my sleep schedule? What supplements maybe have I been skipping or that I could add in? And have I maybe been not making good choices when I do have a drink when I go out or stay in? So I hope this was helpful. I'm really excited to hear how you're doing during this season. I know in different areas there are cold seasons and flu seasons, and there just always seems to be something going around, especially with school kicking off right now. So what are you going to tweak or try and see how it helps you? Come hop in our Facebook group. I'd love to hear from you, and I hope you're having a great week. If this podcast helped, challenged, or inspired you in some way, I would love it if you'd do me a huge favor and leave me a review over on Apple Podcasts. It helps me to hear from you and know how this is best serving you. And go ahead and screenshot this and share it in your stories. Tag me at Shannon Marquita. That's SHANNONMARQUETA. And send it over to a friend in a text who is ready for healthy changes in her life too. Let her know that this episode might serve her as well. I am just so grateful for you and would love to hear from you. Come hang out and let's connect over in my Facebook group, bit.ly/afreshstart, or send me a message. I look forward to seeing you back here in a few days.